What is a skillful way of dealing with worry and aversion with respect to the current economic and political situation? Yeah, that's really worthy of worry and aversion. Even in a monastery, you can think, God, how can these people be like this? But you know, I think the reflection on it's the nature of the human condition it's fraught with suffering because of ignorance and desire, and that's an impersonal, say like an impersonal forces that push people into, you know, untenable positions and counterproductive ways of being, so that trying to pull oneself back from the personalizing of it or the projection of it in terms of those individuals, those things, those people, because they are. It isn't as if it's the economic situation is because of some the invisible hand of the market sort of thing. I mean, it's choices that people have made that have really generated it, and it's by real people. So that being able to step back and try to see it in terms of causes and conditions rather than personalities and these kind of personal forces. Another is just to reflect on cycles of samsara. I mean, that's the world is constantly going through cycles of difficulty and disruption and instability, and it's actually one of the reasons why the Buddha he had a window of opportunity in the society that he was living at the time. It was a particular time of instability within the society, and it was starting to have a cash economy was starting to really establish itself. Trading was really starting to establish itself. A rise of kind of city states, consolidation of power, and of course the attendant competitions so that there was a degree of stability. There was actually our instability that was actually the Buddha's teaching resonated with people, and saying, yeah, there is suffering and there's a way out, and it's not through waiting for all the conditions externally to be to one's liking or to one's benefit and well-being, but we can take a situation and we can recognize how we create the suffering around it, and then personally, of course, on benefits, and then a society would certainly benefit the more clarity there is, and more people with clarity within it.